Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
So now that plastic straws are almost all gone, or they're on their way, the environment has moved on. People are going to get rid of something else. What do you think it is?
Well, we got rid of forks and knives and spoons here. Mm-hmm. We don't have any more cups, because so I drink water out of my hand.
Actually, and I told you this, and I hope nobody from the higher-ups is listening, but I went to the storage room the other day to get a legal pad, and there was some plastic cups and paper plates in there, and I took them, I put them in my drawer, so if you need them, they're in my office.
Everybody's got a stash in the building. You know, I got a stash of forks.
Even our general manager has a stash of, like, styrofoam cups in her office.
Wow.
I've just been drinking out of the sink like a dog.
That's just...
So now that there's no straws, it turns out that people are moving towards balloons.
What?
The celebration of releasing balloons in the air is going to be falling back a little bit.
Because they pop holes in the ozone.
It's the balloons?
It's deadly to seabirds.
Oh.
I don't know what a seabird is. And a turtle.
Birds of the sea.
If you eat them, like if they pop and they fall into the water.
Right.
So as companies are going to banish plastic straws, there are signs that balloons are going to be there too.
Oh, wow.
See you later, balloons. No more balloons. Can't release them into the sky. What if one slips out?
You know, we're bored. We really need more stuff to do. Do I need to play the...
George Carlin?
George Carlin. It's so long, though.
I know. It's good, though.
Well, just the first 3 seconds.
The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Yes. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic... plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference. The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks.
That's true.
He's great.
So it's, what's today's date? August 16th?
Yeah, right in the smack dab in the middle of summer.
Pumpkin spice everything already in stores. Would you eat any of these? Are you ready?
No.
Okay,
pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Nope.
Pumpkin spice bagels.
Maybe.
Pumpkin spice cheese.
Nope.
No.
Pumpkin jello.
Nope.
Pumpkin wine.
No.
Pumpkin peanut butter.
Nope.
Pumpkin almonds.
Nope.
Pumpkin marshmallows.
Mm-mm.
Pumpkin apples.
Not home.
Pumpkin coffee, which I already have.
It's nobody in was here.
Might do the apples, might do the coffee.
Pumpkin spice Kahlua. Might try that.
Yeah.
I could hop on board with that, maybe.
Nah.
It's alcohol. I wouldn't do pumpkin wine, though. So there you go. It's August. Pumpkin everywhere. I know you don't want another update on anything having to do with the royal family, or the wedding, or people related to people of the wedding, or the royal anything.
It's too posh for Rick, Stacey.
But this is for Rick. Rick could benefit from this.
What's that?
Thomas Markle, who is Meghan Markle, the Duchess's father, has released a clothing line.
Are you kidding?
The big guy that missed the wedding because he has a heart problem?
Yes.
The big, huge, flabby guy?
The schlubby guy?
Inspired when he was trying on suits. Remember when he was going to go to the wedding before the doctors told him he couldn't?
Mm-hmm.
So according to a tweet from the scheming half-sister of Meghan, you know, the one that's always out there that's just as bad as the dad. I think her name's Samantha. She said, "So excited about my father's new clothing line for men. I'll keep you posted."
He's coming out with a clothing line.
Because they're looking to make a buck, because now that her name is bigger than ever, you know, she used to be an actress and now she's the Duchess. So now everyone in the family, i.e. Thomas Markle, what would that look like? Because he's a pretty,
odd-shaped.
He's not very well put together.
Unkempt.
Based on the photos I've seen.
He's slightly unkempt, never shaves, kind of scraggly. Sure, he's a very nice gentleman. However, does it look the part of somebody that would release a fashion line?
No, not at all. No, no.
All right, it's me, Thomas Markle. And when I want to look schlubby when I'm out and about in the town, and I need something to carry my Big Macs in, I look for disheveled.
Disheveled.
What was that? My new clothing line is perfect for any occasion. Whether you're hanging out at the McDonald's or avoiding the paparazzi because your daughter's a princess, you can look incredibly fetching.
Disheveled.
There it is again. So if you're trying to look like life has stepped all over you, pick up my new clothing line.
Disheveled.
Who's doing that? Disheveled. That's just how I feel. And I did have a heart problem. Now leave me alone. I got burgers to finish.
Disheveled.
There it is again. Stop laughing.
Rick, Stacy in the morning with Jill and Smokestack.
Morning all. It's going to be a great show. I can feel it.
Can you be pumped and ready for the day?
Makes me laugh.
The best morning soundtrack.
That's what I want out of my morning radio show.
On 105.9 Sunny FM.